package and quarterly safe driving awards. Apply now at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Oh boy, yet another late season cool snap. Today, sunshine, but windy at times, and cool for April. A high temperature around 63. Tonight, clear, winds die down. Cold, overnight low temperature near 40 by dawn tomorrow morning. Then a nice recovery tomorrow afternoon. Sunshine with a high around 77. Near 80 Wednesday. Slight chance of a shower Wednesday night, but most of this week should be storm-free until perhaps the weekend. Our free weather app keeps you on top of these drastic weather changes with hourly forecasts, 10-day forecasts, current conditions, radar, future radar, and more. Go to the App Store. Get it on your phone today. Search Rich Thomas Weather from the Blue Water Weather Center. This is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, serving the River Region with the best quality building materials for decades. Contractor to do-it-yourselfer. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Troy police say three men were injured over the weekend in two separate shootings. The first shooting happened in the 200 block of Love Street, and then police were called to another shooting in the area of North Knox Street and John Lewis Drive. No arrests have been made in either shooting. Montgomery police are investigating a shooting that left two men dead. It happened near the Mobile Highway in the 2800 block of Fairview Street. No names have been released and no word on any arrests so far. And U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has indicated new economic sanctions will be announced Monday against Russia for enabling the government of Syrian leader Bashar Assad in its use of chemical weapons. The ambassador to the U.N. says Russia has blocked six attempts by the U.N. Security Council to make it easier to investigate the use of chemical weapons. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC Montgomery. I'm Andrew James.
Oh, man, piece of junk!
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot? Lowe's? Huh?
Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Man, I bet they cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month, Larry, I've got all Steel equipment on sale. Blowers starting at only $139, grass trimmers for only $129, and the world-famous Steel chainsaw starting at only $179.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look. Some Steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. We support what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, we'll extend your warranty, repair it in 1 week, or provide you with a free loaner. Now, who else does that?
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm gonna come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road. It's the first annual Tulatoma Art Trail, Saturday, April 21st, in historic downtown Wetumpka. Artists, quilters, musicians, master gardeners, and so much more. Artists demonstrating and selling work. Free hands-on art activities for all the kids. Exhibits, plant swaps with master gardeners. Live music, great food, fun for the entire family, and it's free. It's the Tulatoma Art Trail, Saturday, April 21st, historic downtown Wetumpka. Find us online at thekelly.org or on Facebook.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You can't take a 700-horsepower IndyCar out on the road, but you can take the tires. The new Firehawk high-performance tires from Firestone are built with racing-inspired technology and have better wet and dry handling than ever before. Now the only thing missing is a pit crew.
Hi, Dad.
Well, that's a start. Find your perfect Firehawk performance tire at your local Firestone retailer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
Welcome back in. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock. Jack Campbell on his way into the studio. I'm Baron Coleman. I'll be here with you for the next 3 hours or so, give or take, give or take. Jack, like I said, will be joining me momentarily. What a beautiful Monday. A little crisp, a little cool. But other than that, a pretty good day on tap. So a lot has happened. A lot has happened since we last met Friday. And when I left at noon, Donald Trump had not yet decided to attack Syria. And I have strong opinions about that that we'll get into. But also, the OIG report had not dropped yet. And I have never in my wildest dreams envisioned a scenario in which the OIG report would drop with respect to McCabe and it get as little national headlines as it's gotten. I mean, this thing might as well have not dropped. Might as well not drop. The OIG report might as well have not come out. Now, I have told you, and I'm gonna have to do some back to the beginning. I'm gonna have to go back to the beginning here before I kind of cover what we're covering today. But I've got to go back to what I continually tell you guys over and over and over, because I have a feeling some of you either forget or it's very easy to get distracted on some of these basic key facts. So let's go back to the beginning before we cover the OIG report and Syria. Believe it or not, a lot of this has to do with Syria as well. But if you back it up enough, the most fundamental fact you have to understand about the Donald Trump presidency is it forced into the public, it forced into the mainstream for the first time the 30-plus year uniparty government we have in Washington, D.C. Now you see it. You didn't used to be able to see it. It used to be that Democrats would go crazy about a George Bush, for example, and Republicans would vehemently defend George Bush. And there would be things from time to time that would make you scratch your head and say, wow, that doesn't seem very Republican. But for the most part, these parties are pretty diametrically opposed on most major issues. Therefore, we have to conclude that the Republicans are, in fact, different from the Democrats. And this went on for a long time, particularly during the Obama years. Boy, how the Republicans just fought Obama tooth and nail over things like Obamacare. Oh, that's the worst thing since sliced bread. Or the worst, best thing since sliced bread. That's the worst thing since the incarnation of Satan, here on Earth. That Obamacare, that's got to go. That's really nasty stuff. Any regulation that Obama would propose, Republicans would just go bananas. Tax issues, taxing medical devices. It didn't matter what Obama proposed. Republicans were fighting him tooth and nail every step of the way. And it led to a lot of Republican victories around the country that they otherwise wouldn't have gotten. They otherwise wouldn't have gotten, Democrats controlled Alabama, the legislature, the most important part of Alabama. Democrats controlled it until 2010. This was long after the 1994 Gingrich Revolution. People had a habit of just knee-jerk voting for the local Democrat in most of the races. And the Democrats had a long string of success. Along comes Obama. A lot of Republicans go, oh, wait a minute. And it brought Republicans out of the woodwork because people perceived there was a fundamental difference between Republicans and Democrats. The election of Donald Trump, particularly the candidacy of Donald Trump, changed that. And here's what I mean by that. You had patriarchs and matriarchs of the Republican family, the Bush family, for example, coming out and saying they would not vote for Donald Trump. They would not vote for Donald Trump. Daddy Bush had, pretty publicly had it leaked that he cast his vote for Hillary Clinton. You had people like our own congresswoman right here in the 2nd Congressional District coming out and saying she would not vote for Donald Trump. Martha Roby did not vote for Donald Trump. And did a press. I'm not breaking news here. She did a press release saying that. She was proud of it at the time. She didn't think he would win. Nobody else did either. They thought that was a pretty safe position to take. But the candidacy of Donald Trump, let's not even talk about the presidency yet. Let's talk about the candidacy. The candidacy of Donald Trump exposed uniparty government, exposed the fact that there were not two parties in Washington, D.C. It wasn't Democrat and Republican. It was globalist corporatist establishments and the anti-establishment faction. And the anti-establishment faction is very, very small. Very, very small. The globalist corporatist faction of Washington, D.C. represents trillions of dollars of annual economic output. Of course, anyone generating trillions of dollars of annual economic output can control any election they want because elections are controlled by corporate money. Elections are controlled by corporate money. All the way down, really, to the local level. Go pull any incumbent, even the good guys. Even the good guy, even the ones you like the most, your local legislators. Go pull an Alabama House or Alabama Senate member. Go pull their finance report. We have an election, 2 months away? Go look at the amount of corporate money in those PACs. I mean, it's not necessarily a bad thing. If I was running for office, I would seek the corporate money because you have to have the money to run the campaign to get elected. But the corporate interests know this. Okay, and so they can provide a tremendous amount of money. Well, at the state level, it's not nearly as important as it is to them at the federal level. These corporate interests have to control federal policy. There are, in fact, trillions and trillions of dollars at stake if things like trade deals are reworked. If taxes are overhauled in a substantial way. If healthcare legislation is overhauled in a substantial way. Notice that the great reveal, in my opinion, during the presidency of Donald J. Trump, that the Republicans are not who they've been lying to you and telling you who they are for the last 30 years. Republicans proposed last year legislation to repeal Obamacare. That legislation, every single Republican had voted for it the year prior, in 2015, I guess, or 2016, rather, while President Barack Obama was still President of the United States. These Republicans voted for it, Republicans like Susan Collins, John McCain, and others. They voted in favor of this legislation to repeal Obamacare, and in John McCain's case, he actually voted in favor of repealing Obamacare and then went during the 2016 campaign, because he was up for election, and campaigned on that very vote that he voted and cited that vote in his campaign literature, that he voted to repeal Obamacare. He could do that safely because he knew that Barack Obama was the president and would veto that legislation. Along comes Donald J. Trump, and uniparty government gets exposed. How? Because we now see there is no Republican-Democrat major difference on the big globalist issues. There just isn't a difference. Because once John McCain finally had a president who would repeal Obamacare, who would sign the legislation if he voted for it again, a year later he had a completely different vote. He voted against repealing Obamacare. Why? Because he didn't want it repealed to begin with. Because the uniparty, the globalist corporatist leadership, wanted Obamacare. The globalist corporatist leadership wants all of these things. And the one person, the one thing they cannot have is President Donald J. Trump. I use all this as a setup, as a background for the OIG report that came on. The Office of Inspector General released its first report. Inspector General Daniel Horowitz, who... by the way, is an Obama appointee. I think this is important to point out. He's a 2012 Barack Obama appointee. And he was asked to investigate these issues by Democrats. Democrats are the one who went to him and said, Inspector General Horowitz, will you please investigate some of these issues related to the Department of Justice, the FBI, their investigation into the Clinton emails, their investigation into... to the Clinton Foundation, their investigation into all these other things. Will you please look into this? Democrats wanted this. Because Democrats assumed, at least the ones who went to Horowitz and asked him for an opinion on this issue, Democrats assumed that the FBI and the DOJ were working in good faith during the 2015-2016 campaign cycle. They assumed, wrongly, and we'll find that out as the OIG reports come out, Democrats assumed the Department of Justice and the FBI were operating above board, that they were operating on the level, that these guys were bureaucrats doing their business. They're not political actors one way or the other. They don't have an interest in who the President of the United States is. These guys just want to investigate crime and put away bad guys. And so Democrats go to the FBI, they go to the DOJ, they go to the Inspector General, and they say, just do an investigation. If you do an investigation, everything Donald Trump says will come back with egg on his face. Because he ran for the, basically the duration of the campaign, calling the intelligence community corrupt and crooked, and that they were sandbagging it and rigging it, that Hillary Clinton belonged in jail, that she had committed crimes that were worthy of prosecution. And the Democrats wanted Donald Trump to have egg on his face. What they're about to learn and what they started to learn over the weekend as they read the first of the OIG reports is that Donald Trump was exactly right. Donald Trump was exactly right. There was an effort inside the FBI and DOJ to undermine the election of Donald J. Trump, to prevent him from getting the election in November, to prevent him from winning, and if he won, to have him removed from office after he won. They're going to learn this. They're already in the process of learning it now. They're learning now. That, you remember how they all came out when McCabe was fired and said, oh, man, this is like the Saturday Night Massacre. This is bad stuff. McCabe, I mean, gosh, just 2 days short of his retirement, and now he's been fired. This is unbelievable. This is politics at its worst, you know. This is just Donald Trump's DOJ being nasty and mean and Jeff Sessions pulling the axe out and smashing this guy to bits. This is some nasty stuff. Well, there's a reason that the mainstream media has not been able to cover the OIG report. Because if they did cover the OIG report, you would find out that they lied to your face over McCabe. Or at least they were wrong. All of the reporting about McCabe was wrong. Every single piece of it. And we'll go through, when we get back, I'll go through that. But I wanted to set up why it is that some people who, when you say, well, these guys are, Robert Mueller's a Republican. Robert Mueller's a Republican. I'm telling you, you got to trust this guy's a Republican. And look, there's other Republicans that don't like this guy. I mean, look at what Jeff Flake says about Donald Trump. He's a Republican. John McCain, Republican. These guys are talking bad about Donald Trump now. You got to understand, Trump's a bad guy because, I mean, look, these Republicans are coming out talking about him. Forget the Republican-Democrat label. Just drop it. It's not about Republican-Democrat anymore. That ruse has been exposed by Donald J. Trump. It's no longer Republican-Democrat. It's establishment, non-establishment. Establishment, anti-establishment. That's the real dividing line. Jack Campbell has walked in the studio. We'll get him on the air momentarily.
How you darn?
We'll be back. It's a big hour.
You'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're with your baby girl. You've been practicing your mamas and dadas for weeks. And now she looks up and begins to mouth her very first words. You can feel it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. It's time to get down to your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer and test drive the Mercedes-Benz GLE. An SUV with the power and capability to handle anything with confidence and active safety features to keep your family safe. That's a smart mama. Smart dada. Lease the 2018 GLE 350 for $599 a month for 36 months with $5,295 due at signing. Mercedes-Benz. The best or nothing.
Monthly lease payment is available only to qualified customers exclusively through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services at participating dealers through April 30th, 2018. Some equipment described as optional. Call 1-800-344-8736 for details about costs and terms.
Visit Jack Ingram Motors at 217 Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery or shop online at jackingrammercedes.com. It's time to love what you drive.
Hey, folks, Dave Ramsey here. If you're looking for a great dentist, I want you to know that I trust SmileMakers. The doctors over at SmileMakers continue to raise the bar when it comes to dentistry. People are coming from all over to get a same-day smile. You heard me. You can get a complete smile makeover in one day. Whether it's the result of bad genetics, a bad decision, or just some bad luck, missing teeth can keep you from enjoying the life you deserve. At SmileMakers, you have options. Not only do they perform same-day smiles, but they also offer life-changing dental implants. When you're in need of complex dental work, I recommend the doctors at Smile Makers in Montgomery. Folks, experience and technology matter. Give Smile Makers a call today for a free consultation or a second opinion. 334-269-8086. That's 334-269-8086. Online at SmileMakersAL.com. And tell them Dave sent you.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, we do just that, mortgages. It's all we do, so we do it better. With so many banks and mortgage lenders out there, I know you're probably wondering what makes Alabama Home Mortgage different. Let me tell you. First, we are your neighbors. Don't call a faceless 1-800 number. Call 567-4223 to talk to the Alabama Home Mortgage team. We are located in Wetumpka. We know the river region. We are able to shop for the very best program and rate available for you. There's nothing like an Alabama Home Mortgage. Let us show you the difference. You won't be disappointed. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
Save more with Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Hey, what are you doing up here on the roof?
I want to tell the world I just met the woman of my dreams. Well, what about you?
I want to tell the world that Liberty Mutual saved me $782.
Liberty did what?
They saved me $782.
Oh, you go first then. $782 really puts finding love into perspective.
Visit us online to get a quote and you could save $782. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Based on a recent countrywide new customer survey, coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company, Equal Housing Insurer.
You can't take a 700-horsepower IndyCar out on the road, but you can take the tires. The new Firehawk high-performance tires from Firestone are built with racing-inspired technology and have better wet and dry handling than ever before. Now the only thing missing is a pit crew.
Hi, Dad.
Well, that's a start. Find your perfect Firehawk performance tire at your local Firestone retailer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
We spotted the ocean, the head of the trail. Where are we going? So far away. Somebody told me this is the place where everything's better and everything's safe.
Got 25 minutes after 9 o'clock. Welcome back in. Jack Campbell and Baron Coleman with you from 9 to noon. All right, I'm going to dig into the beef of this report in just a minute, this OIG report. Notice nobody's talking about it. It's not because it's boring, I can assure you. They're not talking about it because they realize this is the beginning of the end for the alleged case against Donald J. Trump. For the last 2 years, they've had a cloud over this guy, and that's beginning to dissipate. That's going away. The phony stories they cooked up out of DOJ and FBI, FBI and DOJ are crumbling before their very eyes, starting with the idea that McCabe was a good guy who shouldn't have been fired 2 days before he retired. Well, you're right. He shouldn't have been fired 2 days before he retired. He should have been fired a year ago. He should have been fired a year ago, but they were waiting on the OIG report to get back to conclude what everybody knew was the truth, which was McCabe is a bad actor. He's a seedy guy. He's a slime ball, and he needed to be fired. And my bet is he ends up getting his retirement anyway. That's my bet, just because I tend to be skeptical on anybody's ability to have anything hold up. My guess is some federal judge somewhere will force him to get his 2 days.
I bet you're right.
You know, I'm stunned. Frankly, if you want to talk about things that stun you, and we'll get into Syria in a little bit because it's important. I have very strong opinions. But I frankly am stunned that Donald Trump was able to launch an airstrike against Syria without some federal judge from Hawaii okaying it. I mean, I really am. The federal judges from the Ninth Circuit tend to thwart everything else he does for national security reasons. But there's an interesting thing. I did not come up with this, but I was pointed in the direction of this by folks that tend to point me in the direction of some pretty good information that absolutely is never wrong. And I was pointed in the direction yesterday of a story. Actually, I was told there would be a story. And lo and behold, it was. Lo and behold, it happened. About a kernel of truth inside the OIG report that's pretty dadgum important. So I hope you've got your listening shoes on and you buckle your safety harness, because we may move pretty quickly here, but I want to get this out and make sure you guys understand this. Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth Lies in Leadership, he's sort of on a victory tour here of sorts. And I don't know why. My guess is he's trying to stockpile as much money as possible for the pending future.
Yeah.
He's going to need it, in other words. He's going to need to spend a lot of this money on legal fees, I have a feeling, in the very near future. But Comey's book, A Higher Loyalty, Truth Lies in Leadership, has a little interesting nugget inside of it. Here's what he says. Here's what he says. He's talking about Attorney General Loretta Lynch. He's talking about the Clinton Foundation investigation. And he's talking about, well, this is James Comey now, not exactly Donald Trump's best friend. And he leaves a little nugget in there. I think James Comey is nobody's friend. He's not Donald Trump's friend, but he's not Hillary Clinton or Loretta Lynch's friend either. James Comey's an isolated actor right now.
She's still blaming him on one of the reasons she lost.
Yeah, and we'll get to that because we'll get to that. But James Comey is kind of an isolated guy. You know, he reminds me of a wounded animal who's fighting against everybody, even his own pack, because he's scared and doesn't know what's happening. But here's what he writes in his book, talking about Loretta Lynch and some information the former attorney general may have had. Here's the quote. Had this information become public, the unverified material would undoubtedly have been used by political opponents to cast serious doubts on the Attorney General's independence in connection with the Clinton investigation. He calls the material a, quote, development still unknown to the American public to this day. Now, again, let me break that down just so you know exactly what he's talking about. I don't want anyone to be lost, because we're going to move quickly, and this is sort of the foundation for it. This is like this is the addition and subtraction before we go into algebra. If you don't understand this, you're going to be lost when we get into the rest of it. What he's saying is that the Attorney General was he was aware of some information the Attorney General at the time, Loretta Lynch, had, that if the public became aware of that information, the information about Loretta Lynch, about her actions, about her thoughts, about her conversations, if the public became aware of this information surrounding Loretta Lynch, now this is James Comey's words, that it would have been used by political opponents, and I'm assuming he means political opponents of the Clinton orb, to cast serious doubts on the Attorney General's independence. This information that he's aware of would have cast doubt on the independence of Loretta Lynch with respect to the Clinton Foundation investigation. So why drop that nugget? Why put that in there? Why put that in there? I have my suspicions. It's just my opinion. I don't have any factual basis for this. But remember when I said James Comey's kind of an isolated actor, like a scared, wounded dog? I don't think James Comey knows where the prosecution of James Comey is coming from and who will be those on the sidelines cheering it on or behind the scenes helping to convict him. I think he knows it's coming. I think everybody in the know knows that James Comey is going to have a day of reckoning at some point, whether that ends up in a courtroom prosecution and a judge and jury looking at James Comey, or whether it's just the court of public opinion as more information comes out. I don't think he knows, but I think he's trying to limit its damage. And one person he needs to sideline is Loretta Lynch. This is a threat to Loretta Lynch. This is a threat to Hillary Clinton. This is a threat to Bill Clinton. This line right here is a threat to all three of those people. I'll read it again. Had it become public, the unverified material would undoubtedly have been used by political opponents to cast serious doubt on the Attorney General's independence in connection with the Clinton investigation. This is a development still unknown to the American public to this day. James Comey is saying, I know something you don't know, and if you knew what I know, you would have serious distrust of the Loretta Lynch investigation into the Clinton Foundation, and if you had distrust into the Loretta Lynch investigation into the Clinton Foundation, you might conclude that Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, and the Clinton Foundation are engaged in a criminal enterprise. That is the threat James Comey is making. That is the threat James Comey is making. And now that they've released the OIG report, when you look into the background section on Andrew McCabe, you get a little more meat on the bones. This is what I don't think James Comey knew was going to happen. I don't think he knew the OIG report would be adding meat to his little skeletal sentence in his new book. Go to page 6 of the IG report. You go slide down to point number 4. There's a conference call referenced. The OIG has uncovered a conference call. And those on the conference call are Loretta Lynch, the subject of the first OIG report, Andrew McCabe. And they're on the conference call with FBI field office in New York. This is where the subject of the Anthony Weiner, Uma Abedin, Hillary Clinton laptop investigation is taking place. It overlaps with the Clinton Foundation investigation. It also overlaps with the Clinton email investigation. There's also in the conference call pressure for McCabe to recuse himself from the Clinton Foundation investigation, which, by the way, is still going on. Everybody said, Hillary Clinton's been cleared of the emails. Still going on, amigos. Still going on. So there's pressure for McCabe to recuse himself, and Loretta Lynch is using Maine Justice, DOJ's Maine Justice, for leverage over the Clinton Foundation investigation. They're using it for leverage over the Clinton Foundation investigation against the FBI New York office and the NYPD, the New York Police Department. So I want to back you up because I brought something to your attention a long time ago, and then it kind of put some pieces in place for everybody. Do you remember a week or two before the election, noted pedophile Anthony Weiner had about 650,000 emails discovered on his laptop? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
And it some of it was classified. There was a USA Today story, New York Times, Washington Post. I mean, I think it's beyond dispute that some of the emails were classified emails. And noted pervert and pedophile Anthony Weiner, again, whom Donald Trump correctly identified as a pervert and said, get your under 18 children off of Twitter. Anthony Weiner's back on Twitter. That was like 5 years ago, long before he was running for president. Donald Trump is either a time traveler, has incredible information on people. But he knew Anthony Weiner back in 2013 when he got back on Twitter. He knew Anthony Weiner was a pedophile and a pervert. Publicly warned everybody, get your kids off Twitter. Anthony Weiner's back on. Turns out, and everybody said, you can't say that about a sitting congressman. Turns out, right again. Seems like every time he says something and the left goes crazy, it turns out he's right. The only thing he needs is time. It's the missing ingredient to all of this. But there's this phone call going on. This I told you we're going to move quickly. I'm trying to slow it down enough so everybody can stay on pace here. There's this conference call going on, and Loretta Lynch is using DOJ Maine Justice for leverage against the NYPD and the New York field office of the FBI.
What do you mean by Maine Justice?
The Justice Department in Washington.
Okay.
Maine Justice. As opposed to Montgomery, as opposed to Washington.
Okay.
I mean, as opposed to New York, as opposed to the Eastern District of Virginia. We're talking about the Maine FBI place. She's using it for leverage. Now, I told you about these emails that broke. And why did I tell you that they needed to reopen the investigation? See, Comey did come out and reopen the investigation. And, Jack, you were shocked when I told you why they had to. They had to get the emails they had to get the laptop. See, the New York Police Department had the laptop at the time.
Yeah.
And the Eastern District of New York had the laptop at the time. The NYPD got the laptop with the...
So once they reopened the investigation, they got possession of the laptop.
Correct. See, the Eastern District of New York...
To cover for her.
Well, the Eastern District of New York had the laptop, and the NYPD had the laptop. And they said, look, we're going to go public with this. We're going to indict these people. We're going to prosecute these people. Because there's some child porn on here. There's some pretty bawdy stuff on here. And we're going to open an investigation and indict these people. But we also wanted you to know, the reason they turned it over to the FBI is we wanted you to know there's some national security information and some Hillary Clinton emails on here. And you guys may want to make sure that it's taken care of. So they mirrored the laptop. They made a complete copy of the laptop and gave it to the FBI. They also kept one for themselves. That's important here. They also kept one for themselves. And so Washington, D.C. had to say, how can we get that backup laptop away from the NYPD in order to protect Hillary Clinton, in order to preserve, because they thought she was going to be president of the United States. This is 2 weeks before the election. She's up 12 or 15 points. Everyone thought Hillary Clinton was, well, even I think Donald Trump thought Hillary Clinton was going to be president of the United States. And what they did not need were 650,000 Hillary Clinton emails, 33,000 of which probably had already been deleted on her server. But they didn't realize Huma Abedin, noted Muslim Brotherhood activist, whose mother was a Muslim Brotherhood editor of a Muslim Brotherhood magazine. They didn't realize Huma Abedin was saving all of these emails on her home laptop, also used by noted pervert and pedophile Anthony Weiner. They didn't realize that was happening. And so now the FBI says, great, we have to get that backup laptop away from the NYPD. How can we possibly get it? The Eastern District of New York was not playing ball. So they had to bring in their guy. And when I get back from the break, I'm going to tell you who their guy was in this. Who was their enforcer? Again, the reason I brought up the who is friends of Donald Trump versus who is an enemy of Donald Trump and why Republican and Democrat doesn't matter. Because there's a lot of overlap. There's a lot of confusion about who's on whose side. But the enforcer in this story that I'm about to tell you, the enforcer also is a prominent Trump critic on Twitter and television. A prominent Trump critic. There's something consistent about all these Trump critics. They're all in on it. They're all in on it. Brennan, Comey, they're all in on it. Clapper, these guys were all part of the plan, including the next guy I'm going to introduce you to in the story in just a moment, the enforcer who got the laptop away from the NYPD. And I'm going to tell you the threat they used to do it. We'll be right back.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Budell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
everybody. This is Doug Singleton with Bernie Office Solutions. Since 1963, Bernie has been the Montgomery Grown document technology leader in the River Region. During our 55 years, we have seen a lot of copier companies come and go. That's when we do more than just offer our clients copiers. We offer a diverse portfolio, including document capture and storage, digitizing your paper-based processes, and software to manage costs. Call me on my cell at 201-0199 and ask me about our managed print program where we can cut your printing costs in half. 201-0199.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/news. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/news. That's LightStream.com/news. LightStream.com/news.
Subject to credit approval. Rates include 0.5% auto pay discount. Available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for important information about limits on LightStream loans.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Sam from my friends over at Admiral Movers. Locally owned since 1989. You know what? There is no job too small or no job too large for the professionals at Admiral Movers here in Montgomery to take care of you. Now, the professional staff moves your furniture and all your belongings just like it was their own. That's what I loved about it. And with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, that should put you at ease. And you know what? At Admiral, all employees must pass an extensive background check. That puts your mind at ease. Just another comfort to use Admiral Movers. Enjoy a safe, economical, safe, and hassle-free move with Admiral. Get a no-obligation moving quote today. You can call Admiral at 262-6666, 262-6666, or admiralmovers.com. Call Admiral, the best in the business.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have a very brisk April day in progress with sunshine today, windy at times, too cool for April, high around 63. Tonight, clear, winds die down, cold, overnight low temperature near 40 by dawn tomorrow morning. Nice recovery tomorrow afternoon with sunshine, high around 77. I think we'll be near 80 on Wednesday. Slight chance of showers by Wednesday night, but I think most of this week should be storm-free. Maybe another storm system arriving over the weekend. Get our free weather app on your phone or tablet today and stay ahead of drastic weather changes with hourly forecast, 10-day forecast, current conditions, and a lot more. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Remember a guy named Eric Garner?
And all this Trump stuff?
Yeah.
You remember the guy who was choked out by the NYPD and died when he was selling loose cigarettes in Brooklyn? His name was Eric Garner.
I don't know this story.
Civil rights story. All right, guys out on this corner selling loose cigarettes. They had a video of it.
Uh-huh.
They come up behind him to arrest him for selling loose cigarettes. He pushes back a little bit, and they put him in a chokehold, and he ends up dying of a heart attack. There was an investigation into Eric Garner's death, and the state grand jury didn't prosecute. The state grand jury did not return an indictment, said, no, this is not a prosecutable offense. We're not going forward with this. And the Eastern District of New York originally had the federal case. The Eastern District of New York had the federal case. The head of the Eastern District of New York, when the case was open, was a woman named Loretta Lynch. Loretta Lynch was in charge of that investigation. Loretta Lynch goes and gets appointed a little while later to be the attorney general when Eric Holder leaves. So Loretta Lynch is now at Main Justice in Washington, D.C., fully aware of the details of the Eric Garner case. The NYPD comes into possession of this laptop with 650,000 emails on it. The NYPD is aware of their potential exposure in the Eric Garner case if a political and amped-up Department of Justice decides to get involved. Here is a story from October 24th. Now, keep in mind, James Comey, when does he enter the scene and reopen the Clinton investigation? That's late October 2016.
Yeah, it was like 2 weeks before the election.
Yeah. Late October 2016, Comey comes out and decides he's going to reopen the investigation. The laptop was made available to the NYPD, and the FBI knew about it in September of 2016. September of 2016. How do we know that? Our trusted texters, our lovebirds, Lisa Page and Peter Stroke, they're texting on September 28th, and Peter Stroke says, got called up to Andy's earlier, that's Andy McCabe.
Abe, yeah.
Hundreds of thousands of emails turned over by Weiner's attorney to the Southern District of New York, includes a ton of material from spouse. Spouse is Huma Abedin. He says, sending team up tomorrow to review. This will never end. She replies, turned over to them. Why? Next, apparently one of his recent texting partners may not have been 18. Don't have the details yet. And she replies, yes, reported 15 years old in the news. So that was on September 28th. Main Justice was aware and sent a team up to New York to retrieve this laptop. It was turned over to the Southern District of New York by the NYPD. So the NYPD had a copy and the Southern District of New York had a copy. Keep in mind the role of the Eastern District of New York here in the Eric Garner case. It's all going to converge momentarily. Loretta Lynch now is at a crossroads. We are 2 months for an election, a month and a couple of weeks for an election. Anthony Weiner's laptop has just brought back to life a problem that James Comey had put to bed back in July when he came out, and we covered it live on this show and said, and the mayor was in the studio, and the mayor couldn't believe it either. We sat there and listened to him lay out a case of all the criminal wrongdoing Hillary Clinton had done with respect to her emails, and then he concluded, but we can't bring a case. No reasonable prosecutor would bring a case, so I'm recommending non-indictment. And then the next day, Loretta Lynch announced that Hillary Clinton had been exonerated, case closed, even though If you listen to the press conference, James Comey outlined criminal conduct after criminal conduct after criminal conduct after criminal conduct. Classified information after classified information after classified information sent and received by Hillary Clinton's private email, a federal crime for which you or I would be put under the jail. Not only that, she deleted the 33,000 emails after they were subpoenaed. Also, you and I would be put under the jail. She somehow gets a free pass because she's running for president and she is the presumed candidate. It's not even an election at this point. It's a coronation. They're just waiting to crown her queen of the Americas. So Loretta Lynch is at a crossroads here. Keep in mind, she had just had a meeting on the tarmac in Phoenix with Bill Clinton.
And to discuss grandchildren.
To discuss grandchildren and golf. That's what I discuss when I meet with high-ranking people on tarmacs. They got so unlucky by having a local news station there at the airport. They got so unlucky. But they get caught on the tarmac, they had a conversation, and now Loretta Lynch has this phone call discussing leverage that she may have over this investigation up in New York. They got to figure out how can they get the NYPD to get rid of that laptop. They cannot have the NYPD having control of that laptop. So what would convince the high-ranking people of the NYPD to give up the laptop? James Comey has to reopen the investigation. They reassign people to the Eric Garner case that had been closed.
To scare NYPD
and say, you guys, some of your people, top people, are going to go to prison for a long time, and you're cops, and you're not going to do well in prison. Particularly if you're going to prison for chokeholding a black man. You're not going to do well in prison. Here's a story from the New York Times, October 24th, 2 days before the Comey announcement they're going to reopen the case. Justice Department shakes up inquiry into Eric Garner chokehold case. The Justice Department has replaced the New York team of agents and lawyers investigating the death of Eric Garner, officials said. A highly unusual shakeup that could jumpstart the long-stalled case and put the government back on track to seek criminal charges. Mr. Garner died in 2014 on a Staten Island street corner where two police officers confronted him and accused him of selling untaxed cigarettes. One of the officers, Daniel Pantaleo, was seen on video using a chokehold prohibited by the New York Police Department to subdue him. Mr. Garner's last words, "I can't breathe," became a rallying cry for protesters. So federal investigators have been investigating whether officers violated Mr. Garner's civil rights in his fatal encounter with the police. The case had been slowed by a dispute because federal prosecutors and Federal Bureau of Investigation officials in New York opposed bringing charges. I'm going to read that again. Federal Bureau of Investigation officials in New York opposed bringing charges. This is Loretta Lynch's old Eastern District of New York. Covers Staten Island, Queens, Staten Island, Queens, Brooklyn, and Long Island. That's the Eastern District of New York. He died in Staten Island, headquartered in Brooklyn. Federal prosecutors and Federal Bureau of Investigation officials opposed bringing charges. So 2 days before they reopen the investigation, in order to add a little muscle, Loretta Lynch shakes up that investigation into the NYPD and says, we're going to assign new agents from Washington under my control. And we're going to reopen this Eric Garner investigation. Well, 2 days later, James Comey reopens the investigation of the Clinton Foundation. And guess who miraculously turns over the laptop?
NYPD.
NYPD. All of a sudden, they give it up. And guess which investigation closes moments later? The Eric Garner investigation.
Yeah.
Goes away. Now, James Comey hinted to this in his book. I'll reread the sentence. This is what he's alluding to. Had it become public, the unverified material would undoubtedly have been used by political opponents to cast serious doubts on the Attorney General's independence in connection with the Clinton investigation. This is a development still unknown to the American public to this day. That's in his book. He's threatening Loretta Lynch, if you don't have my back in this thing, I won't have yours. He is a total isolated actor. James Comey is on an island by himself. No protection, no back, no wingman. He is floating around on his own trying to stay afloat, trying to keep his head above water. And he's threatening Loretta Lynch in his book that I know something about you that if it comes out, everyone will doubt your impartiality. And by doing so, they'll doubt the Clintons. And they'll doubt that the investigation of the Clinton Foundation was handled fairly and into the email matter. Well, here's the problem with James Comey. Here's the problem with Loretta Lynch, and here's the problem with this whole enterprise. Hillary Clinton didn't win. Hillary Clinton didn't win. They did everything they could, including James Comey having to go out and reopen the investigation in order to preserve the laptop and make sure those people weren't indicted. Make sure those people weren't indicted. And they used Preet Bharara of the Southern District of New York as the muscle man. Preet Bharara is one of Donald Trump's biggest critics. He was the muscle man in this entire thing. He was the one running the investigation into the Clinton Foundation, tanking the investigation in the Clinton Foundation, Southern District, New York. He was the one in control of the emails and the laptop. He was the one who had it.
What kind of name is that?
I don't know. Indian, I think, but I'm not sure.
Can't trust anybody named Preet.
And that's just the very, like, beginning of this report. This report is chock full of goodies, including the fact that Andrew McCabe was rightfully fired for lying three times under oath and one time not under oath to the FBI and the Office of Inspector General and everybody else who asked him about it, and Loretta Lynch and James Comey. So everybody went around trying to make a big deal
about it. Where's the laptop now? We have any idea?
Probably destroyed.
The bottom of the East River.
Yeah, my guess is it was destroyed before they lost. See, that's the problem with having an election in early November and you don't take over till January 20th. They can destroy anything they want in those 2 months. We'll be back. Flying off so high, but then someday people look at you.
Going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ever wish the world was more rewarding? Maybe a little less,
"Hey, move it or lose it, buddy."
And a little more, "Your wish is my command." We do too. And while we can't change the world, we can change the way you get rewarded. At Wind Creek Casino and Hotel, you can earn great rewards like free play, free hotel stays, even free trips to Aruba just by playing your favorite games. Wind Creek Rewards, the games you love and the rewards you want. Sign up today at your favorite Wind Creek Casino and find your winning moment.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284. 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
If you need a plumber, call a plumber. If you need an electrician, call an electrician. Now, if you need excellent service on your heating or air, call Mays Heating and Air, 361-1895. Mays Heating and Air is locally owned, and they've been around for over 30 years. And right now, you can take advantage of Mays' huge blowout promotion. Complete HVAC packages starting at just $4,600 for a 3-ton split system while supplies last. Trust your family's comfort and your biggest investment to Mays Heating and Air. Their work is guaranteed, and they'll be here when you need them. Mays Heating and Air is an Alabama Power Company Superior Solutions dealer and a certified Alagasco contractor. Financing is available. If you've been shocked by an estimate from another dealer, then you'll want to call Mays Heating and Air for a free estimate. Play it safe. It's time to get your spring checkup. Right now, it's a real deal at only $79. Call Paul Mays today for heating and air service and new or replacement units. 361-1895, 361-1895, or go to callmaysitpays.biz. State Alabama license number 89388.
In today's world, security for your home and family are paramount. You need to feel secure and in control of your property and loved ones. Advanced Tech Systems can help you secure and automate your home. Let Robert and the staff introduce you to Elon Home Systems, your home theater, music, home environmental systems, lighting, security, and cameras, all controlled by your smartphone or iPad. The crew at Advanced Tech has been taking care of River Region homes for nearly